Hello and welcome to Soundbites. I'm Jonas Tester from the Chef Foundation. Today we're looking at pop-ups. The Michelin-starred Clove Club and Lyle's of Shoreditch both started life as pop-up supper clubs. Their success has inspired many young chefs, and pop-ups are now a well-established part of the London dining scene. Today we're talking to Peter Pickering, a chef who has cooked in some of the best kitchens in London, including dinner by Heston and the Chiltern Firehouse. Peter now runs a vegan-friendly vegetarian pop-up called Sprig. Peter, welcome to Soundbites. Peter, what made you want to become a chef?
As long as I can remember, I've been cooking, really. I remember as a child, I used to watch my mum cooking in the kitchen and be amazed as to how everything worked. And after a while, I just started cooking a few basic things, really. Sort of spaghetti with tomato sauce, and I'd cook for the family every now and then, and, you know, I was only 9 or 10. I remember telling my parents I wanted to be a chef when I was 15. They were against it initially. You know, they wanted me to go and study law or medicine, you know, choose a more academic path, I suppose, as your parents do, really. And then, but I was quite independent back then, so, I agreed to give it a go. I came to London when I was 16 during my summer holidays. Started working in a Michelin-starred kitchen. I did 2 months working for free and absolutely loved it, and then they offered me a job from there, really.
What attracted you to pop-ups, and how do you sell the tickets?
I wasn't really enjoying my job at the time. It wasn't the work, it was just the lack of a work-life balance. And all I was doing was working and sleeping on my days off, and I'd be too tired to do anything productive or ever see my family. I decided I wanted to be my own boss. I also wanted to showcase what I could do and find something different to bring the love of food back to me again. It can be incredibly draining, you know, mentally and physically when you're working sort of 70 to 80 hours for someone else. And I think pop-ups are great for people who don't have funding to open their own restaurant. Let them showcase themselves and do something really different. I sell tickets online, advertise them via social media, and get listings, really. I use a ticketing platform to sell the tickets.
Tell me more about Sprig. What made you decide to make Sprig a vegetarian pop-up?
Yeah, it is, as you say, it's a vegetarian. I started at the beginning of the year. In fact, every pop-up I've done so far, I've actually kept the menu completely vegan as well. The reason behind that isn't because I'm vegan, but, you know, I had vegan interest in it right from the off. And I didn't want to really have to run two separate menus alongside each other. So I just decided to put the extra effort and make all the dishes vegan. The food we serve there is very, it's very different from your usual vegetarian dishes. I try and create sort of quite different, exciting, you know, unique dishes which you just don't get anywhere. And I think there's a big gap in the market to do it as well. I market as a vegan-friendly vegetarian pop-up, mainly because I think vegan food puts people off. It shouldn't do, but it does. But, you know, there's this sort of image of vegan food which is bland and boring, and in fact we are the complete opposite, and it's great, you know, when people don't actually realize they've eaten a vegan meal and you tell them afterwards, and, you know, it's great getting people's reactions and you know, getting their amazing feedback.
Do you miss cooking fish and meat?
No, not particularly. I mean, the way I construct my dishes, I cook my vegetables with just as much care and attention, you know, if not more so than a piece of meat or fish, really. Cooking it perfectly, getting the perfect caramelization, you know, on a Jerusalem artichoke, for example, basting it with a lemon and maple glaze. You know, it brings as much sort of joy to me as if I used to cook meat and fish. I think cooking vegetables is, you know, takes just as much care and attention to get them perfect, and there's nothing to hide behind when your dishes are, you know, just vegetables. They have to be perfect.
What do you do when you're not running Sprig?
So my other day job, I work as a personal chef for private family. That sort of keeps me ticking over when I'm not doing the pop-ups. and offers me the right work-life balance, which is very important to me these days. And apart from work, I've gotten really gotten into triathlons. Did my first two races last year. Did five triathlons this year, and I'm just enjoying it, loving all the training that goes with it, and it's great for keeping you in shape both physically and mentally.
What plans have you got for the future?
At the moment, it's a part-time project. I would love it to develop into something something more full-time, and who knows, maybe in the future it could develop into a permanent restaurant one day, you know, with the right backing. And so otherwise, my plans are just to keep working on the private front in the meantime and running the pop-ups.
Any advice for chefs trying to get their own pop-ups running?
Well, yeah, there's lots to consider to begin with. I mean, logistics, practicality, websites, and so on. So, it's, you know, you actually have to think what you want to achieve. I would suggest be realistic with the food you want to serve. With pop-ups and the venues, the kitchen can be very limited. So don't shoot yourself in the foot by trying to do something incredibly complex if you haven't got the facilities to serve it the way you want to, and then you just lose the effect. And it also depends on your setup. But for me, I would say the hardest thing and most tiring thing about running a pop-up is transporting everything. It takes so much out of you to set up the venue, take everything with you, load it all up before your events actually started. And then at the end of your pop-up, it doesn't end there, because then you've got to, you know, take everything down, pack it all up, and transport it back. So it is a lot of hard work doing pop-ups, but it can be rewarding at the same time.
Sprigg's next pop-up is a collaboration with two more creative chefs, Salt and Smoke, on the 23rd of November, upstairs at the Chapel Bar in Islington. Tickets are available from Grub Club, or for more details, visit Peter's website, sprigglondon.wixsite.com. Thank you.